RFK Jr. calls out late-night comedian Stephen Colbert. Jon Stewart for pushing coronavirus vaccine, shaming dissenters. By David Ng on June 19, 2023. Presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., D., has called out corporate late-night comedians, including Stephen Colbert and Jon Stewart, over their cheerleading for the COVID-19 vaccine and their efforts to shut down any dissenting opinions. Kennedy appeared on the most recent episode of the Joe Rogan Experience, where the conversation turned to how network comedians used their massive platforms and celebrity status to aggressively push the vaccine and to shame and stigmatize dissenters. "You said a lot of the comedians were skeptical, but what I saw was the opposite," Kennedy said. "I saw the comedians that should have been questioning everything were sort of canceling people who asked questions, including all the ones, you know, Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert. I thought they stopped being funny because comedians are funny when they're ridiculing authority, and they all had to stop doing that." During the episode, they also discussed the mainstream news media's attempts to discredit ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine as treatments for COVID-19. "They had to do it," Kennedy said. "They had to destroy ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and discredit it, and they had to tell everybody it's not effective. Because if they had acknowledged that it's effective in anybody, the whole $200 billion vaccine enterprise would have collapsed." CBS The Late Show host Stephen Colbert was late-night comedy's biggest vaccine promoter, even performing a dance number called The Vaccine to gin up enthusiasm for the jab. Colbert also did a segment devoted to ivermectin in which he misleadingly called the drug a horse dewormer, even though it is an FDA-approved antiparasitic treatment that has been used in humans for decades. Jon Stewart also pushed the vaccine while trying to silence dissenters. In 2021, the former Daily Show host made fun of NFL star Aaron Rodgers' decision to forego the vaccine, saying he'd acquired natural immunity after recovering from COVID-19. "How the fuck does a quarterback not understand the concept of protection? Prevention and protection," Stewart said during a stand-up routine at a Stand Up for Heroes charity event. ABC's Jimmy Kimmel went even further by saying hospitals shouldn't treat unvaccinated patients who took ivermectin. "That choice doesn't seem so tough to me," Kimmel said in 2021. "Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy." Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidIng. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.